The investments were disasters. The amusement park, Buckeye Pipeline, lost money immediately. The airline investments collapsed. But Bevin kept acquiring, kept reporting profits, and kept reassuring Wall Street that diversification would save the railroad. Meanwhile, the actual trains were falling apart. By 1969, Penn Central's locomotives were so unreliable that the company had to rent engines from competitors just to move freight. Derailments became routine. Customers fled to trucking companies that could promise delivery schedules Penn Central could no longer meet. Saunders and Bevin told the board this was temporary. They told Wall Street the railroad was modernizing. They told regulators that profitability was just around the corner. None of it was true. The deception worked for exactly 28 months. In early 1970, Penn Central's cash position became critical. The railroad needed $100 million immediately just to make payroll and cover operating expenses. Bevin had been using short-term commercial paper, essentially corporate IOUs, to cover cash shortfalls, constantly rolling over debt to keep cash flowing. In May 1970, the commercial paper market froze. Investors who had been lending to Penn Central for decades suddenly refused to renew loans. Word was spreading that something was wrong. Bevin went to the banks. Penn Central needed an emergency loan of $200 million to avoid defaulting on its obligations. The banks demanded to see the company's real financial position, not the rosy reports given to shareholders, but the actual cash flow statements. What they saw shocked them. Penn Central was losing $1 million per day in actual cash. The railroad had obligations exceeding $300 million due within 90 days and almost no liquid assets. The real estate empire that Bevin had built was illiquid, worth billions on paper, but impossible to sell quickly enough to matter. The banks refused the loan. On June 8, 1970, Saunders finally told the board of directors the truth. Penn Central was insolvent. The company couldn't pay its bills. Bankruptcy was inevitable. Board members were stunned. Several had invested their personal fortunes in Penn Central stock, believing the company's own financial reports. One board member, a retired banker, asked Saunders directly, "How did this happen without anyone knowing?" Saunders had no answer. The truth was that people did know, Saunders, Bevin, and a handful of top executives, but they had hidden the reality behind accounting manipulations and outright lies for more than 2 years. The Nixon administration learned that Penn Central was collapsing on June 19, 1970. The timing couldn't have been worse. Penn Central employed 96,000 people directly, and hundreds of thousands more worked for suppliers and customers dependent on the railroad. The company's bankruptcy would be the largest in American history, and it threatened to trigger a cascade of failures across the financial system. Insurance companies held Penn Central bonds as reserves to back policies. Banks had lent hundreds of millions against Penn Central assets. Pension funds owned massive positions in Penn Central stock and bonds. If the railroad went down, it would take chunks of the financial system with it. Federal Reserve Chairman Arthur Burns personally called the White House to warn that Penn Central's failure could trigger a liquidity crisis similar to the bank runs of the 1930s. The administration attempted a bailout. Secretary of Defense David Packard was asked to guarantee $200 million in loans to Penn Central on national security grounds. The railroad transported military equipment and was supposedly essential to defense operations. But the numbers didn't work. Even $200 million wouldn't save Penn Central. The railroad needed at least $500 million and possibly a billion, and there was no guarantee that any amount of money could fix the operational chaos or the management disaster. On June 21, 1970, 72 hours after the administration learned of the crisis, the bailout was rejected. Penn Central would be allowed to fail. On June 21, 1970, Penn Central filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Philadelphia. The stock, which had traded above $80 per share 2 years earlier, closed at $5.50. By the end of the week, it was worth less than $1.